Brilliance Audio presents
The Hunt for Red October by Tom Clancy. Acknowledgements. For technical information and advice, I am especially indebted to Michael Shelton, former naval aviator, Larry Bond, whose naval war game Harpoon was adopted for the training of NROTC cadets, Drs. Jerry Sterner and Craig Jeske, and Lieutenant Commander Gregory Young, USN. For Ralph Chatham, a subdriver who spoke the truth, and for all the men who wear dolphins. The Hunt for Red October. The First Day, Friday, 3 December. The Red October. Captain First Rank Marco Ramius of the Soviet Navy was dressed for the Arctic conditions normal to the Northern Fleet submarine base at Polyarny. Five layers of wool and oilskin enclosed him. A dirty harbor tug pushed his submarine's bow around to the north, facing down the channel. The dock that had held his Red October for two interminable months was now a water-filled concrete box, one of the many specially built to shelter strategic missile submarines from the harsh elements. On its edge, a collection of sailors and dockyard workers watched his ship sail in stolid Russian fashion without a wave or a cheer.
"Engines ahead slow, Komarov," he ordered.
The tug slid out of the way, and Ramius glanced aft to see the water stirring from the force of the twin bronze propellers. The tug's commander waved. Ramius returned the gesture. The tug had done a simple job, but done it quickly and well. The Red October, a Typhoon-class sub, moved under her own power towards the main ship channel of the Kola Fjord.
"There's Borga, Captain," Gregory Komarov pointed.